Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. Guys, welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. And we're kicking off right into episode number 14. And today, I wanted to talk to you about your body and the fact that it is a gift. Now, what do I mean? Well, over the years, one of the things that I have been relentless with is my desire to ask why. I've always looked at everything that I was doing with relation to my health, my well-being, my mindset, my physique, my training, my attitude, and always looked at potentially ways to get better. And I truly do believe that not enough professional trainers use their body and see their body as a gift. You have a canvas in front of you, or a canvas that you walk around on and live with every single day, and you're not taking full advantage of what you can learn from it. You see, a lot of trainers that go in the gym and they use the training session to just work out for years, guys, and still to this day, I go in the gym as much to improve my physique, but also learn about my physique. I don't only learn about my physique, I learn about my injuries that I've had over the years and how I can alter my training around the injuries. If something doesn't feel right, I'm very intuitive with my body. I make sure I spend a lot of time saying something doesn't feel right. And when it doesn't feel right, trust me guys, you know. It's the same feeling as being intuitive to sleep and the same feeling as being intuitive to stress. You see, as a fitness professional, you've got to be interested. If you're not interested, I challenge you whether or not it is your passion. Because when you're passionate about something, you will go all out to try and find out the best way to be the best at your craft. And so look at anything that you are passionate about in life. If you're passionate about a hobby, and that hobby could, for you, be done better. If it's a sport, if it's canoeing as a hobby, if it's fishing as a hobby, you learn as much as you can. You say, why is this not happening? Why are those floats not working? Or why are those flies not working? You know, is the rod I've got working right? I'm not a fisherman, but at the end of the day, you know, people that are passionate about something go all out to try and find out how they can be better. Look at people at golf. Golf is a passion. They want to use the right balls. They want to use the right drivers. They get the right clothes. They go in research of the best golf courses. They get pros to help them. And then we have a lot of fitness professionals in the industry who don't really spend any time on themselves. They go to the gym and they work out. But their workouts are just as effective as the workouts that they do with their clients and the clients that are in the gym. And then we have coaches who actually see their body and their client's body, for that matter, as a gift. Every client that I work with, I've worked with for the last 15 years and the ones I still see today, I learn something from everyone. And you know, right into the second year of my craft and the first couple of years, you're always finding your feet. I said to myself, what if and why? And the why was, why is that happening? Why is someone doing a split squat and they can't do it? Why am I doing a squat and it hurts my right hip? Why am I doing a dumbbell press and it hurts my shoulders? Why am I doing a dumbbell row and not feeling it in my lats properly? And then the what if? What if I knew more? Do you think that that would enable me to get better results with my clients? So I challenge you, do you see your body as a gift? Do you look at all the areas, or what I call the red flags, and say, do you know what? If I break them all down, how much better could I be as a coach? How much better would I be able to know my body and then take it to the next level? So let me ask you, why are you not adding muscle in the right places? You maybe have lagging body parts. You might have a squat and it just doesn't feel right. Many of you will squat down, you'll feel your lower back, you don't feel it in the right muscles, but you keep doing the squat. Have you actually gone in search of somebody who knows more about the mechanics of the squat and says, could you do me a favor and just look at my squat? Tell me if it looks like I'm engaging right. Am I going deep enough? Am I going too deep? Have I got any lateral shift to the left, to the right? Am I leaning too far forward? Is there something about the squat that I don't know that you could teach me? You see, that type of person goes in search of the whys, the hows. And for me, you might not have the same goal as me as developing my physique. That is a passion of mine. Actually, the true passion of my physique training is not necessarily putting on more and more and more muscle. It's becoming incredibly good at executing the movements to be efficient, to be pain-free, and to continue to change my physique. And because that is my goal, it would be wrong of me to not go in search of every single thing that could potentially be wrong. So let me look at some of the things that could help me progress and let me see if they resonate with you. If my sleep was impacted, do you not think that that would impact my training? It would make me feel tired in the day. So therefore I go, okay, well, my body's sleep cycle seems to be off. I know that I'm tired in the day. What could be causing my sleep problems? Do a bit of investigation, asking myself the why. Could I do a laboratory test? Could I look at my sleep patterns? Is it as complicated as that? Could I simply just start to look at going to bed earlier, looking at some different supplementation and looking at the research and seeing what supplements would support me? Am I on my laptop too late at night? Am I having stimulants later on in the day? Are there potential food intolerances? These are things that you might not know, but if you ask yourself, my sleep is off, is there somebody around you who may be able to tell you? If you go in search of the why would be, why is my sleep off? Who could help me? Let me ask you this. How many of you ever had digestive problems? Have you ever said, why am I bloated? Why do I have gas? Why do I have loose bowels? And there will always be somebody who has the answer. It could be food intolerances. It could be stress. And if it's stress, where's it coming from? It could be that you actually need to do a stool test and actually start to look at your digestive system. But guess what, guys? Your body being a gift, if you have ran as many lab tests that I've run on myself, you learn from those lab tests that if I've got symptoms such as loose bowel movements, headaches, fatigue, muscle, slow recovery, etc., and bloating and skin potential irritations. If I ever see those in clients in the future and I realize that my lab test showed up something that was dysfunctional, I would look out for that in clients in the future. So therefore, my body has been a gift. My gift of poor digestion, as happened to me because I had a parasite many years ago, was limiting my body's ability to add muscle. But because I was hell bent on finding out exactly what it was, I got the answer. And when I got the answer, I was able to add muscle tissue. And the interesting thing with this now is that I'm able to see that. And if you have clients coming in every day, you might not even look for this. The same thing with sleep. Now, let me also look at something such as your biomechanics. Many of you listening to this will have been injured over the years. You will have picked up injuries. And we all know that injuries can throw the body off dysfunctionally, cause dysfunction. And so I've had injuries from rugby over the years, shoulder reconstruction, left shoulder, right, full AC separation. I've had a disc problem when I was younger. I've had a right ligament tear. And I've also struggled, like many of you guys, to feel certain exercises, to feel strong, to feel balanced, to feel stable. And rather than just trying to train around it, I made one of my missions to visit different physios, osteopaths, chiropractors, therapists, soft tissue therapists, to learn from each one of those, from them, and see how I could get my body back to being as stable and as strong so that when I apply it to the right type of exercise, my muscles changed. You see, if you actually look at the injuries that I've had over the years, you might think that I am the ideal candidate not to build a better body. But my body, because I see it as a gift, helped me with my whys, has helped me tremendously with clients over the years. I have, and I don't mean to be kind of too bold with this, but I will be, an incredible coaching eye. I can see things. I can see when people are moving. Not only because I've studied mechanics, biomechanics, therapy, but because I've actually done so much on myself, I'm so intuitive to how my body functions. I know when my left glutes aren't working, firing as well. I know when my hip flexors are overworking, my TFL's overworking. I know when my QL in my back is locked on. I know potentially if I've ever popped my SI joint out, and I need to go and see my chiropractor. In fact, my chiropractor said, you know, you're so intuitive. I know when I've got a lock in my foot or a joint's locked up and I feel off. And the reason I do this is because I've looked, or the reason I'm like this, is because year after year, I've looked into my whys. I've said, I'm not going to resound myself to the fact that I can't squat. I'm not going to resound myself to the fact that I can't deadlift. But I'm going to look at the most biomechanically efficient way for me to work. And if something's not functioning as well as it should, I will do my time to fix it. There are many people that train shoulders through limited ranges of movements because it causes them pain. But they don't go in search of the reason the pain's there. And they should. Because the pain is a sign that there is dysfunction. And from the dysfunction, there's something for you to learn. So, if you were a why person, if you wanted to know the how, you would actually see your body as a gift. Now, I'm not going to say on this podcast at all that you guys all have to go out and put 10, 15 kilos of weight on. Some people have the passion to put as much muscle on as possible. But the interesting thing about people that put a lot of muscle on, they dedicate themselves to learning about how to eat, to put size on. They need to learn about biomechanics and mechanics because they're not going to function well in the gym. And if they didn't, they wouldn't put the muscle on. So they spend their time studying and learning. If you're good at the bodybuilding side of things, you're going to look at your sleep, you're going to look at your digestion, you're going to look at your heart rate, you're going to look at your stress levels, you're going to look at the body's ability to take nutrients into the cells so that you're as efficient as possible. And in all this learning, you're going to take on board a lot of skills that you're able to then transfer to your clients. However, on the flip side of it, guys, if you're somebody that's just cruising through every single day, training clients, taking them through workouts, and you're not watching what they're telling you, or they're not listening to what they're telling you, and you're not looking for problems, you're never going to learn. If your client is telling you they have poor digestion, if your client's telling you that they're not sleeping well, or they're very anxious during the day, or in the gym they're really sore, there's a lot of red flags, guys, that you could pick up on from your clients. But what about yourself? One of the big things about the Mastery Podcast is highlighting things to you. And I'm going to talk to you if you've been in the industry 6 months. And I know there's many of you listen to the podcast that have been in the industry a short period of time. I'm going to talk to you, the trainer that's been in the industry 10 years. And you really can't notice these changes, these things that are happening to your body, and you don't know how they relate to any goals that you could set yourself. And if you did know how they related to your goals would be not only achieved, but you would have achieved a lot more. So let me now talk about trainers hiring trainers. Because if your body is a gift, why wouldn't you go out, or your body is a gift, shouldn't you therefore go out in search of people to teach you? You see, in the early days for me, I had coaches. Well, I say in the early days, I had coaches in the early days teaching me some various different strength and conditioning methodology, looking over my own programming. And it wasn't until I got into my bodybuilding that I said, you know what? In order for my physique to grow, I need to go and find somebody who's done and been where I want to get to and has experienced tenfold what I want to experience. They can look at my physique and tell me, this is what you need to do to be able to get to X, Y, or Z. Now, the thing is with this, guys, is that every bit of experience that I've taken from any coach, and you know, you guys know how well I know and I'm friends with Jordan Peters, and Jordan's prepped me for shows. I work with Milos Sarchev, who taught me an incredible amount about what my physique is capable of. He taught me a lot about hard work. He taught me that I was able to put my trust in somebody who could see my potential when I couldn't see the potential in myself. But I wanted to explore what I could get out of my body, because I knew if I didn't, and I didn't try on myself, not only what I was expecting of others, but what I knew it was complimenting myself and what I would get from the process. Now, look at yourself, and I know I'm not going to be talking to trainers that all want to compete or bodybuild. I'm going to be talking to trainers that want to work with people from a fitness perspective, want to work with people from a strength and conditioning perspective. And if that's you, have you taken your body in your arena to its capabilities? Have you experienced and felt what it's like to be lifting a heavy weight, or have to understand why you can't lift a heavy weight, or understand what it's like to do accessory lifts to get a main lift stronger? When it comes to fitness, have you actually done fitness events to know what it feels like to be dysfunctional or biomechanically dysfunctional, or to have muscle imbalances or injuries and work through them? Have you taken your body to the stage where you could be ready to do a fitness challenge or a strength challenge, or even from the physique world, either on stage, photo shoot, or just do your own preparation? You see, going right back to the whole beginning of what I put this podcast on for today, and it's about your body being a gift. It's about you understanding ligaments, tendons, muscles, bones, hormones, blood, muscles, and you've got that right in front of you. You've got that to be able to play with. And if I could actually play with or try in the gym, and if I, using this podcast, can have any impact in your ability to just flick one switch, that one switch to say, do you know what? Mark's right. I'm not using my body. I'm not listening to my own dashboard. And I explain this to a lot of people. Your dashboard, guys, is like a car's dashboard. When a light comes on and has the oil light, brake lights, indicators are on, handbrake light comes on, and you've got to look at that and go, right, there's a few things going on there. There's a few things that are off. But I'm just going to drive my car anyway. And this is what a lot of you do. Your dashboard's flashing. This thing's going off. It's telling you it needs to be fixed. It's telling you the stuff for you to learn or address. And what do? You just carry on regardless. That's a kind of mindless trainer. They just go off, train clients, don't think at the end of the day, I've seen 6 people today, 7 people, 8 people today, and on my piece of paper is ankle injuries, knee pain, neck pain, constant headaches, there is bloating, the stress, and each one of those, there is something I can learn, something you can learn. But your own dashboard is the same thing. Every single day, there's something you can learn about your body. What does your dashboard tell you? I'm constantly getting headaches in the afternoon. I'm getting blood sugar dips in the afternoon. I went through chronic phases as a trainer in the first 3 years of working. I had chronic low blood sugar levels in the afternoon. And it was to the point where it literally would make me nearly go to sleep with the client. And I investigated what that was. I got right down to the nitty-gritty of stool testing. I got to the nitty-gritty of food intolerances, leaky gut, IBS, bacteria, parasites. And I went on a mission to fix myself. And from that awareness of why was that happening? How can I fix that? Who can teach me? I now can see the dashboard on other people. I can have a questionnaire filled out and the questionnaire tell me everything about the person so that I know from my experience that if I see any of those sort of things, they are going to be completely linked to stress, fatigue, digestive problems. They're going to be linked to poor nutrient food intake, all sorts of things. When we look at them telling us, I've always trained in the gym, but I always feel this. This is a problem. There's red flags. If the hips always hurt, if the lower back always hurts when they do exercises, they're all signs to you. Go out there, guys, and ask people. Write down on a piece of paper, why? Why is all this happening? I want you to use your body. Respect your body. Learn everything about your body. Optimize your own sleep. Optimize your own digestive system. Optimize your muscle balances. Build some muscle. Try getting stronger. These are the things that really, really make you grow as a coach. Your mind, your focus, your energy, right the way through to your own personal mindset. But we'll talk about that on another podcast. In fact, I'm actually interviewing my NLP coach, as I said I was last week, but that's to come this week. So I'm very excited to drop that one for you very, very soon. As I said, I promise, guys, my podcasts are not going to be too long. They're going to be shorter, snappier, and chunks of information that you can apply. My objective is to inspire you, to always give you other avenues to think about, not just brand new knowledge that's going to wow you and send you off on a tangent. I want to stop you in your tracks. I want to ask you, why are you not doing this? What is there about you that's stopping you from delving into these areas, which I know categorically from training hundreds of trainers over the years and taking them from low confidence, low knowledge, low results, low reputation to increasing all of those. They've been through the M10 system, they've been through the physique coach education program, they've been mentored by me, whatever system they've been through, they've come out the other end, a product that I'm proud to say they're a coach. And they're a skilled coach and a professional coach, one that's getting better with time. So I'm not just sharing these with you for the content's sake, I'm sharing them with you because they work. Guys, I'm going to leave you to it there. I do hope you have a great day. I do hope you are progressing and taking a lot away from the podcasts. As always, please leave me a review, leave a comment. Please put a post out on Insta Stories or Instagram. Help bring more personal trainers to the Mastery Podcast. Let me help more people. Let me, with your help, help the fitness industry and bring more personal trainers through the Mastery Program so that we have a lot more people having fulfilled, successful, and enjoyable careers. Guys, if you have got to the end of the podcast and you haven't booked your ticket to see me in London on December the 2nd, where I'll be doing my personal development and business seminar, go to www.m10life.com/education, grab a ticket. It'll be closing down in the next 10 days because I've got to prepare. I've got the numbers to lock down, and it is only £150 for a full day with me studying personal development, how to get yourself in the best mindset, create the best product, delve into your niche, get the best results, grow your reputation, develop structured marketing systems, build your business, increase your income, and become one of those trainers in the fitness industry that's building a successful, fulfilled, and happy career and long career. Guys, I really look forward to seeing you in London on December the 2nd. Come and join me. Come and learn from everybody in the room. Be inspired from everybody in the room. And take a lot away. Grow your business. Develop as a person. And I'm really grateful that you continue to support the podcast. Have a fantastic day.